makes his way up, cross up.
Inside the corners of the room or something like that. All right. The part of a tree that's underneath the ground are its
roots.
Do you ever know of any of them that are used for medicine or any that can be eaten?
The sassafras tree is used for tea.
You ever make sassafras tea?
Long, some time ago I used to make it. It's good.
Is it medicine or just good?
Well, now, it may be that some people are using it for a medicine, but whenever we use it, we were just using it for the tea.
I see. There is a type of tree that has long white limbs and a white scaly bark. It's a very big tree, and it has stickers on it. Does this call anything to your mind? A
sycamore tree.
Does that sound like a sycamore to you?
But I didn't know it had stickers.
Well, I was told it one day that it did.
But I just don't remember a sycamore tree having stickers. Mm-hmm. I know it's white.
And it has scaly bark?
Its bark is scaly, and when it scales off, it's white. The tree trunk looks white.
Do they have any sycamores around here?
It's kind of hard for me to say. Maybe out in the woods you could find one.
What are the trees that are the most common in this community?
We have a lot of different varieties of oak trees. And of course, we have the china trees and the cedars and pines.
All right. What about fruit trees?
Well, we have the peaches and apples and pear trees.
Do you have any cherries?
Cherries? They grow wild.
They do.
Plums.
Mm-hmm. There's a kind of a bush. In fact, it becomes a very large bush that has leaves that turn red in the fall.
Sumac.
There's a kind of a vine when you're walking in the country that you don't want to get into because it may cause you to break out.
Poison oak. Poison ivy, at least.
Are they the same thing? Mm-hmm. All right. Some berries that are edible.
Blackberries, dewberries, strawberries.
All right, and
raspberries.
If you're walking in the woods with children and they are looking at berries, you say, now, you don't want to pick those. You want to be very careful because some berries are
poison.
What is a mountain laurel?
A mountain laurel? It's a type of shrubbery.
Do you know what it looks like at all?
Seems like to me I should. I can't recall right now.
All right. What about a rhododendron?
Rhododendron types of roses.
They are?
Uh-huh, varieties.
What kind of flower is it?
Some of them, they have many, many blossoms on one stem. And some of them, they have maybe one big bloom on the stem.
I see.
But they're called rhododendron.
I see. A tree that they have in the south that has large white blossoms, very fragrant, and long, shiny green leaves.
Oh, that's our magnolia.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, got one in my yard.
All right, if you want to go somewhere, but you're not sure about what the man in your life would say about it, you'll say, well, I probably could go, but I must ask my
husband.
All right, do you ever call anything else?
I mean, not by his name.
Well, I mean, like, my man or the mister.
Oh, that's my partner.
My partner?
That's my partner. When they call him my boss, I said, no, that's my partner.
That's sweet. Have you all been married very long?
32.
Is that right?
Married in 32.
My goodness. Oh, and then he in turn might say, well, I must ask my
wife.
A woman whose husband has died is a
widow.
Your male parent is your
widow.
No, your male parent. You have two.
It's my father.
All right. And your female parent.
Mother.
All right. What did you call your father?
Papa.
Did you ever call him anything joking or anything else?
Uh-uh.
All right. What about your mother? What
did Mama.
And both of these are your
my parents.
Did you know your grandfather or your grandmother on either side?
I knew my grandmother on my father's side, but I didn't know grandmother.